Well, Mickey, it's what? Becoming an annual event now, really, is it? What, this is 15 or 16, is it?
Maybe 16, I know, 2003, you know, whatever that makes it.
So you've literally been there every year?
Yeah, I've been here for a long time. We started the minors in 91, and then the 21s in 99, and then the seniors in 2003, so here we go, we're still at it.
And how many All-Ireland semi-finals?
I really don't know, honestly. Yeah. We won three All-Irelands anyway, and I think we've been in about five or six more than that. You know, I don't know. I really don't do the counting.
Yeah.
I remember the ones we don't win. That's for sure.
Yeah. And you've had your share of them too, I suppose.
We had. You know, and it's a very big difference between winning a semi-final and losing one, because ultimately beaten semi-finalists are forgotten. They're not much thought of it now. Nobody remembers who got beaten semi-finals. Mm. At least people remember who's in a final. So it's so much better to be in a final.
Before we look at Sunday's game against Kerry, Super 8s, what's your thoughts on it?
I know it's not perfect. I knew it was never perfect when it was brought in, but I always preferred it to the idea that the provincial champions could be beaten in the quarterfinals and out, and somebody who already had lost a game beats them and they're still in. I didn't think that was ever fair. So even though we benefited from it on many occasions, I still think it's not right. I think it's not fair that the provincial champions should have the same status as four qualifiers. I always felt that wasn't the right balance. So this is a different way of dealing with it. I think in many ways there's advantages in this as well, that I see it as far as Meath's concerned there this year. They've got three really good games at a high level in preparation for next year, where they're going to be in Division 1. I think they like that, even though they didn't win and didn't get through as such, they got great experience from that, which will prepare them well for the National League next year. So it's not all about who qualifies for the semi-finals or whatever. It's about the experience teams get of playing at a high level in the summer months. Mm.
Is it a bit of disrespectful, though, to the competition, the championship, which is our premier competition, that you're going to be out again now for a big game in 7 days from your last game?
Yeah, I think that's something that needs to be looked at as well. You know, for the last round game to be just 6 or 7 days ahead of the semi-final doesn't seem just right. You know, I think there has to be something done about that. But again, that's something that people who are involved in making these decisions need to learn, need to reflect on, and come up with something different. But it's all very easy to say, if you'd only that competition to deal with, you could do this to a really perfect nature by no problem. But when you fit it in with hurling and fit in with club fixtures and provincial fixtures and everything else, it's such a difficult thing to do to get this right. But I suppose people have to experiment and find out what needs to be done with it to make it a little bit better. And I think it's a process that you'll have to go through and improve it a little by little. I don't think anybody will have this perfect solution all in one go.
Yeah, because you would like more time, and I'm sure Peter Keane would like a little bit more time to prepare for such a huge game.
Well, that's true. Number one, to prepare for it. And number two, to enjoy the idea that you're in it. You know, if you just in the semi-final and 6 or 7 days later you could be gone, or you could be in the Ireland final. It's all right if you're in the Ireland final, you have time to really enjoy a few weeks run up to that. But if you're out, it's an awful anti-climax to what was a very good season up to that, you know.
Yeah. I know at the time it probably didn't feel like it, but that defeat to Donegal in the semi-final could have been a blessing in disguise.
It may well have turned out that way, all right. We never would go out to lose to anybody, and we surely wanted to win that game, wanted to win the Ulster title. But I suppose as fate would have it, Donegal ended up in a very difficult group, and probably we ended up into a more doable group, if you like. Granted, the Dubs were in it, but with that, we felt we could compete with Cork and Roscommon. That other group was always fraught with danger, because Meath and Navan was never an easy encounter. And then you got Mayo, you got Kerry and Donegal. That's not an easy group to get out of, and if we'd won, for example, we could have been in that group. So yeah, it's a strange thing that Donegal beat us in the Ulster semi-final. We didn't like it, and fair play to them, they won the Ulster championship. But at this stage, we're probably in a better place now.
And as the extra games and coming through the qualifiers maybe made you a better team and got you to try things and try individuals and maybe as a better team as a consequence?
I have no doubt that always seems to be the case when you get to the qualifiers. If you are good enough to sort out probably the first game's a dangerous one, where you're coming off a defeat and you're sort of set back a bit, and there's always a danger that you mightn't perform to a high level and you could get beaten in a one-off day, and it's a very bad season. If you get through that first game, I think you learn a lot about your team. You've tried a few different things. Then the games come thick and fast, and it gets you, you get a bit of momentum going, especially a team like Tyrone, who know they're good enough to deal with most of the teams that'll be there. Mm. You could be unfortunate and meet a big hit or two at their home venue, but we were okay. We got away with, you know, reasonable, challenging games at an upward curve, kind of like all the way. So that was good, and it worked well for us.
And as you say, obviously your Super 8 group was probably the easier of the two groups. Nevertheless, you would have learned from Roscommon and you would have learned from Cork.
No, without a doubt. Roscommon were a different team than they were the year before. The year before, they were very much offensive team and went at you to get scores, but they weren't very safe at the back. They changed that all around with Anthony Cunningham. Very solid at the back, very difficult to break down. To go to Hyde Park and get that win, that was a tough game for us. And when we came out of there with a win, we knew that we had a team of substance still too, because it wasn't easy to get out of there with a win. And then Cork gave us a fierce shock in Croke Park. A goal in the 20 seconds and another one midway through that half. And 5 points down at half-time against a Cork team that were buzzing and ran Dublin for 60 minutes toe-to-toe the week before. That was a big challenge too, and I think the way we responded to that challenge made us feel that we had something decent within our own ranks. And again, I suppose, having the Dublin match as a chance to rest some of our players, which we needed to do. They were on the road for 5 weeks, steady, without a break, and playing must-win games all the time. So we were blessed in a way that we were already qualified, and so we could give a lot of our panel members a game against Dublin, and they did the same.
And tell me, what did you get out of yesterday's game against Dublin?
Well, I think it was good for our players and our squad to see that they were playing against a squad that is the best in the country, and that they were able to hold their own in them. I think we were very disappointed at the scoreboard reads at the end as if we got beaten by 6 points. I don't feel we're beaten by 6 points yesterday. I feel that our players who went out there, who haven't had a lot of game time, held their own very well with Dublin, albeit again not their full side, but I still think that's Dublin's next best team as well, and with a sprinkling of their first teamers in it as well. So I think our players did very well to hold their own against that. To me, like we wouldn't have been, you know, a 3 point win or a 2 point win for Dublin would have been more reflective of how that game went.
Anybody put their hand up yesterday that was on the outside?
Oh, a number of them have asked hard questions for us, you know, not only whether they're going to be in the 15, but whether they're going to be in the 26. That's going to be a big challenge as well, because I didn't see any of the players out there who you would say weren't capable of playing at that level. So that means now we have to go and pick only 26 out of a panel of 33 or 4. So that's not easy, but that's the quality of the players we have at the minute. It'd be worse if you were wondering where am I going to get 26 players out of.
And of course that is the modern game, isn't it? Because it's no longer worrying about picking a 15 and three subs. It's now 26. You know, you have the 15 and you have the next 11.
Oh, absolutely. It's essential that you have that now. And, you know, it's not about, you know, the settled side. People used to talk about the settled side and people don't know their best team and all this kind of stuff. It's not like that anymore. People have to have cover for every area of the field, and players who can win, maybe versatile players who could play in two or three different places in the field. So it's about really, it's a more strategic sort of back up number of men you need. So in those 11, you know you can only use 6 of them, but you need to know that you're covered all bases and having those men.
And you feel you have all bases covered?
Well, the best we can, yeah. You know, we've got players for every department of the field who are playing on it and play and cover for every department of the field, and I think that's a very...
And talk to me about the last meeting with the league. I see you were quoted yesterday saying that won't count for much on next Sunday.
No, it won't. I mean, it was early days, first round of the league. It was in Killarney. We were just back from holiday and maybe not as much work done as we'd like to have done. Both of us have moved on a lot since that and played a lot of football at a lot higher level. So we're aware of how good they are toe-to-toe now. That's an experience we didn't have before we played them in that first league game. So yes, it's different places, different times, and it's Croke Park, it's an All-Ireland semi-final, and it's the winner takes all.
The health of the squad, how are they? I know Michael Cassidy went off injured yesterday.
Yeah, Michael Cassidy got a knock yesterday in the first half, and then was stiffening up a bit, and the hinges, I called it. Some people said that's a Tyrone term, I don't know. And Richie Donnelly got a bit of an ankle injury, but not a serious one, but enough to, we didn't want him to push on it as well. Paddy Hampsey's just recovering from sort of groin problems that he had, so we didn't He played 37 minutes, and we felt that was enough for him, rather than set it back and not be able to train fully this week. So yeah, these are people that we're nursing through, I suppose, injuries, but I don't think there's any of them that big an injury that'll keep them out.
How big a headache is it to arrive at that first 15 and the next 11?
It's a huge headache. The first 15 is a challenge in itself, but then the 26 is even maybe worse, because you know you have to tell very good players who have worked real hard all year and have a lot to offer that we just can't fit you in today. This they were only allowed to name 26. I wish it was different. I wish we could name more than that, because I'd like to be able to name all of those players because of the work and effort they've been in. But we have to make choices, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Are Tyrone better team than they were this time last year?
We would like to think we are. But often you can't tell that for sure. Do you see, where does your results bring you? If a result brings us to the final, then we probably would have some substance in saying we're a year older, a year more experienced, and a better team. But the jury's still out on whether you can be definitive about that or not.
Mm. And I suppose the target always was, after being beaten finalists last year, was to get back to Croke Park on the first Sunday in September again this year.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we got a lot of experience last year, some good and some bad. But at least the experience of that occasion, where none of our players, other than probably Colm Kavanagh, had that experience before. So I think it's good for those players to get that experience of an All-Ireland final day. That experience isn't much use to you if you don't get back to put it to use. So it's so, so important to try and get back there as fast as possible. This is the first opportunity to get back. We'd love to be able to avail of that.
Do you think that gives you a slight edge over Kerry?
Not so much in that context, because Kerry are, you know, no strangers to Croke Park anyway, and their minors have been there for 5 years winning All Ireland, and they were in the league final as well, so they're comfortable there. So I don't think they'll be anyway in awe of the idea of an All Ireland semi-final.
And are you happy that you're ready?
Oh yeah, I'm very happy that we're ready. I mean, we had a really competitive season. Our players have, thank God, have stayed relatively injury free, and long may it remain that way.